to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Turn it on, turn it up.
Can you pull that down? The truth is on talk radio. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and to all the freedom-loving Christians and patriots all across this republic and around the world. Bid you welcome this afternoon to two full hours of the National Intel Report. John Stadtmuller is taking the afternoon off. I'm Jeffrey Bennett, proud to be filling in for John right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm going to ask you to hold calls till probably around the bottom of the hour. We've got some commentary and some thought-provoking things to think about. But I will be here for the 2 hours. We'll share with you a little bit later some of the happenings in the markets today. Gold, silver, platinum, oil, stock markets, etc., etc. But I'm not quite ready to go there yet. Part of the reason is we like to do a little bit of setup and get you to thinking outside the box a little bit, and maybe some of what we'll share with you over the next 2 hours are the kind of things that are running through your head as well. So do stay with us here, and we'll make it as, I hate to use the word entertaining, but as I mentioned, thought-provoking as is humanly possible. Jeff Bennett, what am I doing here? Well, I certainly represent the Republic Trading Group, which is one of the main arteries that keeps this network growing and moving forward. And thanks to the benevolence and the willingness of our patrons and our listeners and our supporters who've chosen to support this network over the last several years by choosing to make your gold and silver, your precious metals purchases through our division. So now that we've given you a little bit of pre-commercialization, let's give you a little bit of an opening commentary, which will set us up for the first break. And then when we come back from it, we'll get to the meat of the issue. William Blum, B-L-U-M, writing today for Information Clearinghouse, states that there are times when I think that this tired old world has gone on just a few years too long. What's happening in the Middle East is so depressing. Most discussions of the eternal Israel-Palestinian conflict are variations on the child's eternal defense for misbehavior. You've all heard this. You've had it in your own home. He started it. She started it. Within a few minutes of discussing or arguing the latest manifestation of a conflict that the participants are back to 1967 and then back to 1948, and then they're going all the way back to biblical times. I'm not sure I wish to get entangled in who started the current mess. I would like instead to first express what I see as two essential underlying facts of life which remain from one conflict to the next. And that's what we're going to talk about after we come back. So we've not gone to that break yet. Do stay with us. But that's going to be a portion of the program today, discussing this ongoing expansion of world strife. We're not going to necessarily point fingers. I'm not sure that I can even provide you with answers. Good afternoon, gringo. By the way, my chat room is open. Come join us, www.federalobserver.com, and do participate. I'm Jeff Bennett. John Stadtmuller is out. Stay with us, won't you? Right here on the National Intel Report. We'll be right back.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back to the next segment of the National Intel Report. I know I'm getting like overdriving coming back up to my ears. I don't know if it's a breakup because of the connection speed we're using. Jeff Bennett filling in for John Stadtmiller for the next 2 hours. John's in the middle of some business meetings and stuff of that nature and asked me if I would fill in, which I was quite honored. First time I've been asked to do this since December of last year, a long time ago. As I mentioned earlier, I asked you to hold calls. We are going to attempt to open up the phone lines at the bottom of it, right after the bottom of the hour, but that'll even only be for that second half hour. One of the biggest news events, we're not talking 911, we're not talking about Iraq, the ongoing war on terrorism, et cetera, but one of the things that is affecting the geopolitical scheme and unfortunately global economics is certainly what's going on in the Middle East right now. And I chose to make that a portion of our commentary today, but certainly not all of it. because it does affect us all. It affects how we live, how we think, what's going on in our neighborhoods, what's going on around the world. If you noticed, Iraq has almost been completely pushed off the front page of the newspapers. All of a sudden, there's no discussion of that which we were facing 3 to 4 weeks ago, which was the North Korean missile crisis. President Bush has constantly been rattling sabers over Iran. And then now all of a sudden we have this business going on with Israel and Syria and Lebanon and the Palestinians, and it's more strife, it's more grief and aggravation of what's been going on in the Middle East for certainly thousands of years, not just 30, 40, 50, 60 years. It's a lot of finger pointing. It's like two siblings, a brother and sister or two brothers or whatever, that keeps pointing finger. He started it, she started it, he did it, I didn't do it. And this is what we're up against. And when this business with Israel began just a couple of weeks ago, my first comment was that, noticing that all the other headlines have disappeared off the front page, I became very concerned and said, now, wait a minute. Has someone gone to Israel and said, look, we need a little help creating some more Middle Eastern turmoil so that we can, in effect, go after Iran? Now, this is only a question I'm asking. I can't prove it. When we open up the phone lines after the bottom of the hour, I'm going to be interested in a little bit of your input along those lines. Now, let's go back to William Bloom's column today, which, surprisingly enough, is entitled, "The End Is Near." He says, there are times when I think that this tired old world has gone on a few years too long. What is happening in the Middle East is so depressing. Most discussions of the eternal Israel-Palestinian conflict are variations on the child's eternal defense for misbehavior. He started it, she started it. And so Blum goes on to say he would like to express what he believes are the two essential underlying facts of life which remain from one conflict to the next. And we're specifically talking about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. First and foremost, he says, Israel's existence is not at stake and has not been so for decades, if it ever was, regardless of the many de rigueur militant statements by Arab leaders over the years. If Israel would learn to deal with its neighbors in a non-expansionist, non-military, humane, and respectful manner, engage in full prisoner exchanges, and sincerely strive for a viable two-state solution, even those who are opposed to the idea of a state based on a particular religion could accept the state of Israel, and the question of its right to exist would scarcely arise in people's minds. But, as it is, Israel still uses the issue of as a justification for its behavior, as Jews all over the world use the Holocaust in conflating anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism. Secondly, in a conflict between a 1,000-pound gorilla and a mouse, it is the gorilla which has to make concessions in order for the two sides to progress to the next level. What can the Palestinians offer in the way of concession? Israel would reply to that question, no violent attacks of any kind. But that would still leave the status quo antebellum, a life of unmitigated misery for the Palestinian people forced upon them by Israel. Peace without justice. Bloom continues, and based upon the spelling of William Bloom's last name, I am going to suggest that he might be of what is referred to as Jewish descent. I have no way of proving that, but I'm just looking at the spelling. Of course, don't ever read into spellings or appearances. He goes on to say that Israel's declarations about the absolute unacceptability of one of their soldiers being held captive by the Palestinians, or two soldiers being held by Hezbollah in Lebanon, cannot be taken too seriously when Israel is holding literally thousands of captured Palestinians, many for years, typically without any due process, many of them tortured, as well as holding a number of prominent Hezbollah members. A few years ago, if not still now, Israel wrote numbers on some of the Palestinian prisoners' arms and foreheads using blue markers. a practice that is, of course, reminiscent of the Nazis' alleged treatment of Jews in World War II. Now, Israel's real aim, Bloom continues, and that of Washington, is the overthrow of the Hamas government in Palestine, the government that came to power this past January through a clearly democratic process, the democracy that the Western democracies never tire of celebrating, except when the result doesn't please them. Is there a stronger word than hypocrisy? There is now. No Hamas government, declared a senior U.S. official a week ago. 8 cabinet ministers, or 30% of the government, is in jail, kidnapped by Israel. Another 30% is in hiding, and the other 30% is doing very little. To make the Government Disappearance Act even more Orwellian, we have Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice speaking in late June about Iraq when she said, "This is the only legitimately elected government in the Middle East with the possible exception of Lebanon." That was a direct quote from Condoleezza Rice. What's next? Gathering in front of the big telescreen for the 2 minutes of hate. In addition to doing away with the Hamas government, Bloom continues, the current military blitzkrieg by Israel with full U.S. support may well be designed to create incidents to justify attacks on Iran and Syria. The next steps of Washington's work in progress, a controlling stranglehold on the Middle East and its oil. It is a wanton act of collective punishment that is depriving the Palestinians of food, electricity, water, money, access to the outside world, and yes, in fact, sleep. Israel has been sending jets flying over Gaza at night, triggering sonic booms, traumatizing children. "I want nobody to sleep at night in Gaza," declared Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, words suitable for Israel's tombstone, by the way. These crimes against humanity, and Bloom has not even mentioned the terrible special weapons reportedly used by Israel, are what the people of Palestine get for voting for the wrong party. It is ironic, given the Israeli attacks against civilians in both Gaza and Lebanon, that Hamas and Hezbollah are routinely dismissed in the West as terrorist organizations. The generally accepted definition of terrorism used by the FBI and the United Nations, amongst others, is, quote, "the use of violence against a civilian population in order to intimidate or coerce a government in furtherance of a political objective," end quote. Since 9/11, it has been a calculated U.S.-Israeli tactic to label the fight against Israel's foes as an integral part of the war on terror. On July 19th, a rally was held in Washington featuring the governor of Maryland, several members of Israeli-occupied Congress, several members of the Israeli-occupied Congress, the Israeli ambassador, and evangelical leading light John Hagee. The Washington Post reported that, quote, "speaker after prominent speaker characterized current Israeli fighting as a small branch of the larger U.S.-led global war against Islamic terrorism," and, quote, "Israel's attacks against the Shiite Muslim group Hezbollah were blows against those who have killed civilians from Bali to Bombay to Moscow," end quote. Said the Israeli ambassador, "this is not just about Israel. It's about where our world is going to be and the fate and security of our world. Israel is on the forefront. We will amputate these little arms of Iran," referring to Hezbollah. And ladies and gentlemen, if the war on terror, Bloom continues, isn't enough to put Israel on the side of the angels, John Hagee has argued that the United States must join Israel in a preemptive military strike against Iran to fulfill God's plan for both Israel and the West. Once again, we have the television preachers telling us how life should be. I am not sure that I need to continue on with Mr. Bloom's column. I think it's made quite a statement. It's shared enough about the mindset of many of these. He then goes on to talk about how the mainstream media and Fox News, etc., are covering the issue. And he goes on to say, as to the world being a better or worse place, only Iraq itself was and is the issue here, not the world. Although if the world is a better place, Why am I so depressed? Stay with us. We'll be back in a few moments. Ready to take your calls. 1-800-31-
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
We are back for another segment of the National Intel Report. Jeff Bennett filling in for John Stadtmiller on this Monday, July the 24th. And got an interesting group of folks in the chat room, some old friends. Do come join us if you'd care to at www.federalobserver.com. Sign in the chat link and, you know, post some questions or comments. I can't guarantee I'm always going to see them very quickly. Anyway, we commented before the break. We were sharing some commentary by William Bloom that was posted today in its entirety on Information Clearinghouse. I'm not sure. It may also have been on the Republic Trading Group website. My apologies for not having that open right in front of me. But I think it's well worth looking at. It certainly discusses the whole Middle Eastern situation. Actually surprised to see someone who has put in print what I have stated for several weeks, that I believe that there's a degree of collusion going on. We have a leader in Washington today that loves to talk about democracy and free elected governments, but if those particular democratically elected governments don't care to do business in the exact same fashion that we do, then they must be terrorists, and therefore we have to financially support those who are going to do what they do. A couple of interesting comments in here. I'm not sure it's even worth going into. But, oh, the proceeding is in the same vein as last month's edition of the report, Bloom says, in which he listed the many ways in which the people of Iraq have a much worse life today than they did under Saddam Hussein. Bloom concluded with recounting the discussions he's had with Americans who, in the face of this, say to me, just tell me one thing, are you glad that Saddam Hussein is out of power? More than two-thirds who offered an opinion said America is essentially an imperial power seeking world domination, and 81% of those who took a view said that President George W. Bush hypocritically championed democracy as a cover for the pursuit of American self-interest. The American Embassy in London was quick to reply, said a spokesperson, we question the judgment of anyone who asserts the world would be a better place with Saddam still terrorizing his own nation and threatening people well beyond Iraq's borders. My only response to that comment is the degree of terrorism of another type that is being perpetrated on the American public by our elected officials. Because there are different forms of terrorism. There is military terrorism. There is certainly the type of terrorism we are told that took place on September 11th, 2001. But there are terrorists of another type, and they do happen to be elected officials that are very quickly stripping away the rights that were bestowed upon us 230 years ago by the benevolence of a group of founding fathers who ostensibly were guided by the hand of the Almighty. The rights are gone. The Constitution is all but null and void, in the opinion of this broadcaster. And I think it is amongst the reasons that Republic Broadcasting continues to grow, why we continue to thrive, and reach out to more and more people. I know that you've been hearing the commercials lately for the new Ku-band satellite package. I think it's a great way to go. It's certainly a very affordable package. If you have internet access, certainly go to rbnlive.com, read the information about it, and certainly take advantage of it. It's far more affordable than the upkeep and the maintenance on Class C dishes, which are almost a dying breed, although we love those folks that are listening. There will be a time where that will no longer probably be available to many of us. We will, in just a couple of minutes, be going for a bottom-of-the-hour break. I want to invite you to join the conversation on the other side of the bottom-of-the-hour break. You can do so by calling me at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. I like to try to move it through it fairly quickly. Topic conversation, at least for the first half an hour, is the ongoing mess in the Middle East. What is it costing us economically? What is it costing in the slanted news coverage? I might get 2 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock at night. That's all you get is coverage over what's going on in the Middle East. My concern is, what's going on in the background that we're not hearing about that we need to be hearing about? What's, you know, this is the old Wizard of Oz. What's going on behind the curtain? That's what I want to know. I'm not concerned about what's going on in front of the curtain, even though it is of a concern. Who put whom up to what, and what's been promised to give the little nation state of Israel their way? It's getting pretty frustrating. 1-800-313-9443. Also coming up during the 2 hours of the National Intel Report, we're going to be sharing with you some economic commentary. We're going to be taking a look at what's going on in the oil prices, the cost of gasoline in this country, and where the predictions in both the short term and the long term may be taking us. What are we going to have to pay at the pump? What is my friend in Barre, Massachusetts, going to have to pay to heat his mobile home this winter? And so many of the rest of us. We had a 118-degree temperature here this past Friday. I'm still drained from it. The music's creeping in. Stay with us. I'll see you on the flip side of the bottom of the hour break. Stay with us, won't you? Right here on the National Intel Report.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How would you feel if you found out there was no law requiring you to pay an income tax and the government was cheating you?
There is no constitutional basis for a tax on the wages of Americans living and working in the 50 states of the Union. Period. End of argument.
Four stars, highest rating, America, freedom to fascism makes Fahrenheit 9/11 look like Bambi, CBS.
What happens if your own government is using more force and more coercion on its own citizens for the purpose of achieving its political ends? Is that government engaged in terrorism?
America people expect us to protect them and protect their civil liberties. I'm going to do that.
What is being sold to the American people today as Americanism? If you peel off the label, you find so much similarity to what we were fighting against when we were fighting communism and Nazism and fascism.
What if you found out the government was planning to put electronic chips into you so they can track you?
This is absolutely Orwellian.
America, freedom to fascism. The scariest film you'll see this year, coming July 28th.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Hey, the music's creeping back in here. Glad to have you back. Jeff Bennett filling in for John Stapmiller. Good to have you here. Hey, some things coming up this week. Robbie Noel will be on the Robbie Noel Show this evening. Certainly tune in. Robbie's always got some interesting comments about world events and global economics and things of that nature. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I've generally been filling in for Robbie. Tomorrow night, my goal has been to discuss counterfeiting. Now, I know that may not be a real exciting subject to a lot of you, but recently, a major, major cache or stash of counterfeit $100 bills has been discovered. They are so perfect that even under the normal detection factor, agents of our own government had a very difficult time determining that these things were counterfeit. They've had to blow them up. They've had to make a massive map and a puzzle and compare it against the so-called originals. The question I, of course, am going to discuss tomorrow night is, so what is a counterfeit? Is a counterfeit something that some unauthorized government or the crime family has decided to mint or print and put out? So that ostensibly they could just spend a lot of money and buy lots of Cadillacs and big screen TVs and boats? Or is what a government is issuing under the guise of what we all call fiat currency, is that also a form of counterfeiture? So that is the intent to discuss those issues tomorrow evening on the Robbie Noel Show. That will be Tuesday, July 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Do hope you'll join us. And, I don't know where to go. It gets interesting. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. Give us a call. Let's put your opinions and your thoughts in on what's going on in the Middle East right now. Is this a real war? Why all of a sudden did somebody decide to go to war with Hezbollah, who has been a thorn in some org group's side for a long, long time? Is this, in fact, just stirring up the pot so that some other leader of a free world can get in there and have his nasty little way going to war with Iran? You know, this saber rattling, can't we go resolve one problem and bring our boys home? And our girls home, or do we have to just keep sending more and more? And how long before the draft has to come about to continue to fulfill the needs of these insatiable globalists? One of the conversations that the chat room continues to keep going back to is the cost of oil. So I guess we're going to get into that a little bit earlier. Column came out of, I don't know which newspaper today, it was probably British because they use the term petrol, obviously they mean gasoline. U.S. gas price at all-time high, according to this column. U.S. gas pump costs have hit an all-time high as prices have reached an average of just over $3 a gallon, according to the comment. Self-serve regular gas has gained nearly 2 cents a gallon in the past 2 weeks, which has now reached $3 and almost 2 cents a gallon. Political uncertainty over oil imports from Venezuela is combined with persistent pressure on refining capacity to keep U.S. pump prices high. The bad news for U.S. motorists came less than a year after the previous record of $3.01 was set in September of last year. But a specialist market analyst group called Lundberg Survey announced the fresh high in prices after it polled 7,000 gas stations across the U.S. There is significant variations between the states, according to the survey. Residents in Charleston, South Carolina, are paying just $2.77 a gallon, while drivers in San Diego, California, are now being charged $3.28 a gallon. Of course, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has threatened to cut off oil supplies to the U.S. in response to the alleged interference in his country. Fear of a showdown with Chavez prompted Richard Lugar, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, to warn that the U.S. needs contingency plans for disruption to its regular oil supplies from Latin America. President Chavez is pursuing a policy of reducing Venezuela's exposure to the U.S. market, and oil exports to the U.S. fell by 6% during the first 4 months of this year. Long-term decline in the number of oil refineries in the U.S. is another factor in high gas prices. The last new refinery built by a major oil company was opened 30 years ago. And since 1976, the total number of operational refineries has been halved. It's dropped from 300 to less than 150. Catastrophic Hurricane Katrina in the summer of 2005 damaged refineries in the Gulf of Mexico and underlined the fact that U.S. refining capacity is at full stretch. The shutdowns helped drive crude oil prices then to record highs. Well, now we go on to Jim Rogers in Bloomberg this morning. Jim Rogers, the co-founder of George Soros's Quantum Hedge Fund, says that oil prices will reach $100 a barrel possibly this year. Merrill Lynch's Francisco Blanche says, no way, Jose. Unless somebody discovers something very quickly and very accessibly, we're all going to be dumbfounded at how high the price of oil will go, including me, said Jim Rogers in an interview just days ago in Singapore. Fighting in Lebanon between Israel and Hezbollah forces backed by Syria and Iran helped send New York crude oil for August delivery to a record $78.40 a barrel on July 14th. I'm concerned that the violence may spread throughout the Middle East. the region that produces more than 30% of the world's crude oil. Not to worry, says Blanche, the head of commodities research at Merrill Lynch, the world's biggest brokerage firm. Oil supplies would have to stop from a country such as Iran, the second largest Middle East oil producer, in order to drive the market higher. Well, that's a little contrary to what Lindsey Williams has been telling us for the last 6-8 months. A growing number of Wall Street traders are, however, beginning to side with Jim Rogers. Bets on futures contracts for $100 oil tripled in the past 3 months, helped by demand for fuel from China, the world's fastest growing major economy. And more people are backing Rogers. Oil has tripled in 4 years. Get this. Oil has tripled in the last 4 years to exceed $74 a barrel. Gasoline pump prices have reached $3 a gallon in the U.S., by the way, also a tripling in the last few years. And all of that has threatened to damage economic growth. Jim Rogers says the rally will accelerate as supplies decline from aging fields and reserves become more difficult to find. What does that mean for you and I? We've already got, what, oil at $74, $75, $78 a barrel. But what I fear, ladies and gentlemen, is that America has become so accustomed to $3 a gallon for gasoline. It was just a couple of years ago that it was $1.35 a gallon. And it was just 6 years ago or thereabouts when President Bush took office that it was just under a dollar. Is the cost of oil because we are running out of reserves? Is it because it's getting tougher and tougher to get it? Is the cost of gasoline and oil products because there's been no new mining fields developed in 30 years of any consequence? Or is it because of the continual involvement in the Middle East, the so-called war on terror? And is it now because of the Israelis and the Hezbollah, etc., etc., etc.? We can't seem to get one terrorist organization out of the way before we've got to go start a battle with another. Is this why it's costing more and more to live in America and, in fact, around the world? It's not just affecting us here in America. We had a gentleman call from Great Britain this morning who ordered some gold from us because the gold that he ordered would have cost him so much more to get over there. Fortunately, in his particular case, he had a U.S. address to mail to. What that address is, maybe it's an APO or an FPO address over there. Maybe he's in the military. I don't know. But we're facing these outrageous costs. And that's why I said earlier in the program, what's it going to cost my friend Paul in Barre, Massachusetts, to heat his mobile home this winter? Now, we all know mobiles, the older mobile homes, are not the most well-insulated homes. But we're not talking about a huge mobile here. It doesn't take a lot to be able to go back and boost up the insulation. But I know how Paul's heating costs have gone up and up and up. And excuse me, Mr. President, I can only put on so many sweaters. Oil prices, let's go back. Philip Verliger, an economist who founded P.K. Verliger, LLC, a Newport Beach, California-based energy consultation firm. He says commodity investors looking for $100 a barrel oil will see it. Only a U.S. recession can stop the advance to $100 a barrel before the end of next year. Oil prices have also climbed because of pipeline attacks in Nigeria, concern that Iran might cut exports to fight efforts to curb its nuclear program. Iran, which says it seeks nuclear energy for peaceful uses, has the world's second largest oil reserves. Paul Horsnell, head of commodities research at Barclays Capital in London, said on July 17th, just days ago, $100 a barrel oil is not a ridiculous idea. It is a possibility should the Middle East conflict cut off supplies. And Louise Yamada, an analyst who correctly predicted in July of 2004 that oil would reach $67 within months to years, said she expects oil to reach $84 a barrel in the short term and then keep rising. She says, I would not be surprised to see oil in excess of $100 a barrel. Oil was near 40 when she made her 2004 prediction. It reached 67 a barrel in August of 05. And it's now a year later and we're at 78. Adjusting for inflation? Now, That's not even that important to me. It confuses people more than anything else. Crude oil prices for the first quarter of 2005 were trading at $80 a barrel. First quarter of 2007, I apologize. Crude oil prices, these words are coming once again from Horace Nell. Crude oil prices for the first quarter of 2007 are already trading at $80 a barrel, so to go to 100 would be the same thing as getting to 25 when oil was at 20. And there's a number of events that could cause it to do that. Prices of $100 a barrel are not in the base forecast, however. Jim Rogers says declining supplies from existing fields, a lack of new oil discoveries are going to drive prices higher. The bull market has 10 to 15 years to run, and that is the key element here. Oil is a commodity. Gold is a commodity. Silver is a commodity. Platinum is a commodity, and there's many, many others. But address that issue, and I've not had the opportunity to share this with this late afternoon, early evening audience in quite some number of months. Think about commodities across the board. Commodities are something that we need, specifically in the case of oil. I mean, we don't need gold and silver, I guess. We can't eat them, but it's kind of a wealth preservation tool that I like to kind of have. But here's the thing to think about. The shortest bull market in commodities in recorded history was only 14 years long. The longest bull market in commodities was a quarter of a century long. Now, there is no doubt we are in the midst of a bull market in commodities. Oh, but Bennett, come on, gold and silver have been pulling back. Yeah, they have. And we'll talk a little bit later as to why some of the reasons for that. In my estimation, you've got no more than 3 to 4 weeks at the most, maybe only two, to take advantage of this pullback in the gold and silver markets. And over the course of the next hour and 12, 15 minutes, we'll spend more time talking about that, but not just a full concentration thereof. Now, given that the shortest bull market in commodities was 14 years and the longest was 25 years, I guess, what does that give us? An average of, 19, 20 years, somewhere in that area? Think about this. This is 2006. We're barely 7 years into this current bull market in commodities. Oil, gasoline, same difference. Gold, silver, etc. If all we do is reach the previous bull market, what could possibly happen to the value of gold and silver and oil over the course of the next 7 years? Certainly it's anybody's guess. Nothing goes up all the time. Nothing goes down all the time. What's interesting is during the summer months, more and more Americans travel, and therefore there's a greater need for oil-based products, gasoline, to get your vehicle from one end of the country to the other. Don't forget, we got to head to Disney World this weekend, or Disneyland, or SeaWorld, or Six Flags, or wherever it is we're going. Maybe we're running up to the Wisconsin Dells. And it costs money to go, and it costs money to rent a hotel, etc., etc., etc. And so, throughout the course of the summer months, oil prices don't really drop. And now we've got all this turmoil in the Middle East, or expanded turmoil in the Middle East. And so we see the value of oil stay up there. Gold and silver, they are commodities. Gold and silver, chiefly gold, usually respond when the news is bad. Middle East, war, bad. Oil goes up. Gold should go up. Aha! But we're in the middle of the summer doldrums, ladies and gentlemen. And along about June and July, people kind of start putting gold and silver off till fall. They don't do a lot. You got some people that take profits. Remember something. 1 year ago today, give or take a few dollars, I mean a few dollars, gold was at about $420 an ounce. Gold, before Christmas, reached $500. Gold then went on during the course of early June, late May of this year, to reach $730 an ounce. And then there was some profit taking because, whoops, it's vacation time, baby. There's not going to be a lot of trading in this arena. Now, somebody's trying to call in on the Republic Trading Group line. I, of course, can't answer it, so hopefully it'll roll over and Robbie will pick it up if he's in his office. The fact of the matter is this. Gold and silver went from 730. They pulled back to as low of 558. Last week, they were up in the high 660s. Right this minute, I'm not looking at spot. It's around 615, 614, 616, somewhere in that area. Yes, there's some profit taking. There's also some manipulation to keep people out of the markets. If oil is going to keep going up, mark my words, gold will, once the summer doldrums are over and the kids start going back to school, which in Arizona is next week, things will begin to change. Things will begin to happen. Those who take advantage of the next week to 10 days are going to be happy about 45 days from now. Stay with us. We'll be back for the closing words for this first hour. Jeff Bennett filling in for John Stattmiller right here on the National Intel Report.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one. News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
It is interesting how, as the hour goes on, more and more people begin to join the chat room. The conversation begins to run in a series of different directions, economic and Middle Eastern problems and other discussions. Once again, www.federalobserver.com. You may join that chat. We also have, as the time has gone on, we've got a nice stack of callers. We'll pick up our other economic commentary on the other side of the top of the hour break. Leslie in Virginia, welcome to the program. What can I do for you this day?
Good afternoon, Mr. Bennett. And there's no question in my mind that this Middle East war is all by design because of several facts. The first fact is that you had Lindsey Williams come on your show several times. And, yes, it is true that Alaska, one section alone, Prideaux Bay, has more oil, low sulfur, easy to refine, than Saudi Arabia alone. And then it gets even better. Gulf Island has four times that amount right there in Alaska. So it's interesting we set up an energy department under the Carter administration, and somehow they just missed it. Another interesting point about the Middle East, as you know, Mr. Bennett, everything is tied to the petrodollar, and you know Chavez just pulled out, and he will no longer be selling to the United States. He'll be selling to China.
Right now they are a massively growing economy, and I don't think that anybody could possibly not send them enough.
That's correct.
But it's our economics are not doing us any good. Our involvement on the global scene, we've got some real tight manipulators, and we all know it goes well beyond Junior. Junior is nothing but the puppet for the cabal.
Junior serves a good purpose because Junior signed off on the North American Union in March the 23rd, 2005, last year, throughout our sovereignty and our borders, and now we'll have a tribunal which will supersede the United States Supreme Court. And isn't it interesting that his other CFR members, who are ABC, CBS, NBC, the owner, Rupert, has just to report a sentence of this. And this is why your broadcast is so important, because we wouldn't know about these things unless we had RBN to listen to.
Thank you very much.
I really appreciate it, because right now we are told about this so-called invasion, and if your listeners were listening several months ago, they would have picked up on Joel Skolson, and he reported in his national brief during the Bilderberger meeting that the president of Palestine, Ziad Abu Amr, and he is the president of the Palestinian Council of Foreign Relations, and none other than Mr. Elva Gildy, G-I-L-D-Y. He is the person and head of, he's with the coordination strategy for Amart in Israel. And the European Bilderbergers just said that that they would not get involved if there was a war with Israel, and they would have no part of an invasion of Iran. In other words, they were given the go sign, no questions asked, because as you know, Mr. Bennett, in the PNAC report, they wanted Iran, we did, and the Junior didn't have the support. It's right there on the Project for New America.
Leslie, I've got music creeping in. Leslie, I thank you for the call. We're going to pass this on at the switch of the hour to somebody else. Got a stack of people. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for your input. Always enjoyable to hear it. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Bennett.
All right. Yeah, I think we've got some music creeping in. Thanks for being with us for the first hour of the National Intel Report. Jeff Bennett filling in for John, who's out on some business for the day. And stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a couple minutes, and we'll pick up with Davey down in Texas.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.